Did you know that offer dates are actually negotiable? What I mean by that is you have the option to avoid them entirely. A client of mine and I were talking about a post that they saw on Reddit recently, and it read that just lost a bidding war after offering $305,000 over asking. This person was bidding on a property with 22 offers. The property was listed at $995,000, with comparables showing around $1.2 million. This person offered $1.3 million, and apparently that was not enough. The concern in this post was that things are going right back to the February 2022 timeline. Well, that's not exactly true. I sit and analyze different areas of the city on a regular basis. And as I was doing my month-end reports for January, I was looking to see where that kind of activity was happening. And there were some areas where there was over 50% of the property selling for over asking. But there was also some areas where much less than 50% of those properties were selling for over asking. In fact, the two latest listings I just posted, one of which is in Scarborough at 2 Marcana Drive, is posted below comparables sold in and around the area, and we don't have an offer date. It's listed at 1.225. It's a 100-foot wide house. It is beautiful inside. And we don't have an offer date for that. My other listing is in the Danforth, 140 Hanson Street. Have your agents look it up. Also, a wonderful detached home. Something you could live in, something you could work on. It does need work. It's a 1920s home. It's got some 1920s problems. But it can be made into whatever it is that you're looking for over the next 3 to 5 years and become something much bigger and better. Once again, As in the Scarborough house, it's inspected and also no offer date. So you have a choice when you're working with a buyer agent and they're only showing you places that only have offer dates. You need to understand, if you have enough people, enough influence on what's going on in the market, there's a way you can reverse everything that's going on. One of those ways that I've found over the years, this hasn't happened often, but it has happened, where I was controlling the majority of the buyers in a certain area. And because of that, I wasn't allowing my buyers to get into bidding wars. I was recommending that they go elsewhere. In the case of the person who may have offered $300,000 over asking, my question is, and I don't know who this person is, but my question is, my response is, why not look at a property that's a little bit higher than what you would have paid and try to negotiate it down? Why isn't that being discussed? Why does it have to be people complaining about being one of 22 bidders? Why not understand that if there's 22 bidders on a property, there's very likely no bidders on another property two doors down or two streets away? I'm going to tell you what I've told my own buyers in these kinds of markets. Do not put all your cards on one property. It's not smart. In fact, in most cases, I tell my clients to have three properties lined up and ready to bid. One with the offer good until 6 p.m., the next, the offer is good until 8, and the last one is good until 10 p.m. And we start with the first one and we see what happens, and it doesn't matter. I'm not The Rock here. I'm not saying it that way that he says in wrestling, but it doesn't matter what the other side is telling you. If the offers aren't due for 3 or 4 days, it doesn't matter. Everything's negotiable. Don't be tired of it. Don't be upset by it. Just figure out another way to overcome it. And that's what I'm here to do. That's the reason I started this podcast. The reason I wanted to create a stage, something that wasn't just a humble brag or I sold this or I sold that. I try not to get into that stuff. And maybe sometimes it happens. And if it has happened in the past, I apologize, because I was probably in the learning stages, and I am still. After 5 years and 1,200 episodes of doing this podcast, I'm still in the learning phase in some ways, especially with technology, especially recently when I had tried to switch hosts and just had a hell of a time trying to figure out the tech on it, and it wasn't at all what I was thinking it would be. So I decided just to go back to my original hosts and just stick with what I know and just focus on the messaging. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm not here to do anything besides speak to whoever it is that's listening. Whether there's one of you or 100 or 1,000 of you that listen to this episode, I appreciate every one of you. And if it's you that lost a bidding war, or if it's you that doesn't want to lose one, and you're in the Toronto GTA area, give my system a try. Let me see if I can help you avoid this stuff, because I am leading by example. I'm not saying that everyone else is. And of course, I'm following my clients' directions. But in my opinion, if someone does want 1.2 or 1.3 million for a home, start with an offer that's about 5% more than that, if that's what the comparables are showing. So if you do want 1.2, then start at 1.25. And if people are going to bid, that's great. But more importantly, as a seller, and I explain this to all of my sellers, rather than doing something like this to someone, which is making them upset about losing a bidding war, why not focus on the people who are able to bid within 5 or 10% of your desired price, and focus on those people? There's not going to be as many of them. There's not going to be 22. There might be 4. But those, one of those 4 offers is going to be better than the other 20 or 18. So don't think that the number of offers thing, the sold over asking, all of that, most of it is bullshit. It's mostly bullshit. 80 to 90% of those offers that are bidding don't even have a chance. Not even from the, not even how, you know, and I've heard people say, you know, send in a nice letter and do all this kind of stuff, none of that's going to make a difference, especially with someone who's using this tactic. So you need to have a better tactic. And just don't be one of those 22 bidders. It wasn't long ago, by the way. It was only a few months ago that if you were looking to place an offer on a place in September or October last year, there was no one, and I'm talking about no one for miles, in some of these places that were still trying this stuff. So perhaps some of the anticipation has built up, and of course some people were just sitting on the sidelines. So some of them are going to come back in. So if that's you, just hear me out and just do it another way. Try something better. If you're going to be able to bid, if this is you, if you're listening, if you were looking at a place for $1 million and you had $1.3 to spend, then make sure that you're looking at places that are $1.2 to $1.4, and see what you can do. See what you can maybe get a better place for that price that isn't playing this game. Because if they're automatically priced $300,000 below other comparables, you should smell the rat right there. You know you're gonna be what's for dinner. They're cooking you. So if you don't want to be one of those people, if you want to make sure that you're the smarter buyer, and if you're selling, you want to attract those more qualified or those most qualified buyers, let's sit down and let's talk about it, because there are other options available. Okay? Best way to reach me, paul@paulandrigo.com, and I'll be glad to help you through it. Thanks for listening.